Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Biden and Senate Democrats are meeting at the White House today on their $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. They say the Republican proposal of $618 billion is insufficient. But Senator Tim Kaine says there is room to come together if the bill goes through budget reconciliation.
I think if you will look at the substance of the bill that's going to be passed, you will see that it's a lot more like the bipartisan bills that budget reconciliation has been used for than the partisan ones.
Kaine also says the income threshold used to determine who will get relief checks is negotiable. Nationwide hospitalization for COVID-19 have fallen below 100,000 for the first time since July, though at more than 92,000, they're still far higher than they were earlier in the pandemic. World Health Organization scientists visited a virology lab in Wuhan, China today, part of their investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, the lab has been at the center of several conspiracy theories.
The Wuhan Virology Institute came under fire last year because it studies coronaviruses. Many in China and the U.S. claimed with no evidence that the lab had accidentally leaked the novel coronavirus. Today, WHO scientists met with the lab director as part of a larger effort to understand how the virus spread so quickly in Wuhan. Very little about the WHO trip has been made public, and the team has not discussed what they've been able to find. But one of the WHO team members, U.S. scientist Peter Daszak, tweeted after the lab visit, writing, quote, "Frank open discussion, key questions asked and answered." Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
The Capitol police officer killed by rioters who stormed the U.S. Congress January 6th is being laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery this hour. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports lawmakers gathered earlier today inside the Capitol Rotunda to remember the officer, Brian Sicknick.
Officer Brian Sicknick lay in honor in the same rotunda that pro-Trump extremists marauded through last month. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was among the lawmakers who gathered to pay their final respects.
Brian was a peacekeeper who loved his dogs and his girlfriend Sandra and his family and the New Jersey Devils. He was caught in the wrong place at the wrong time on a day when peace was shattered.
The 42-year-old officer died from injuries he suffered during that violent, chaotic attack. He will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Mexican officials say they've arrested 12 police officers suspected of killing 19 people near the U.S. border last month. Most of the victims, whose bodies were found shot and burned, are believed to have been Central American migrants. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association announced this year's Golden Globe nominations this morning. NPR's Ned Ulaby reports the limelight could help some movies and shows competing on chock-full streaming services these days.
The raw uncertainty of the industry was reflected in this morning's announcement.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My heart pounding. Okay.
Co-presenter Taraji P. Henson went on to list nominees both predictable.
Olivia Colman, The Crown. Jodie Comer, Killing Eve, Emma Corrin, The Crown.
And for shows and movies that could use some attention, such as Mank, which got nominations for Best Actor and Best Director. Three women were also nominated for directing the movies One Night in Miami, Nomadland, and Promising Young Woman. Critics pointed out that none of the year's acclaimed movies with largely black casts, like One Night in Miami, were nominated for Best Drama. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
The nation's largest radio and music listening company, iHeartMedia, has dropped the fast-rising country music star Morgan Wallen from its playlists. The move comes after an online video showed him using a racial slur with a group of friends. Wallen has issued a statement apologizing. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.